Chassis West Glancer squinted at the lone figure ambling up the snow-covered driveway. Visitors were few and far between at the remote West homestead, especially on foot in the frigid month of February. The mildly warm day and clear skies could change in a hell of a hurry on the high plains of Wyoming, and she shivered at an odd sense of foreboding. Each steady clip brought the man closer, but she couldn't see his face. A long sheepskin coat brushed the thighs of faded Wranglers, drawing attention to the championship belt buckle centered between trim hips. Leather gloves covered fingers, curled around the strap of a camouflage duffel bag. This man wasn't one of those young, green city boys looking for real ranch work and a wild western adventure. This guy was 100% cowboy, from the tips of his scuffed Tony Lamas to the brim of his dusty black Resistol. Chassis probably looked like a rube, or worse, that unkempt woman from American Gothic, standing in front of their old wooden barn holding a pitchfork. She resisted fussing with her hair and called out, "Something I can help you with?" When he lifted his head, Chassis's breath caught. Good Lord. He was easily the most dazzling man she'd ever set eyes on. Thick black hair, tawny brown eyes fringed with dark eyelashes, and razor-sharp cheekbones that flared into a blocky jaw. Coppery-colored lips stretched wide and full below a thin blade of a nose. His smooth skin glowed the color of rich coffee, liberally laced with cream. At first glance, his body appeared whipcord lean, but she suspected beneath those clothes was a muscular force to be reckoned with. The duffel bag hit the icy gravel. He pushed his hat back slightly and held out his gloved hand. "Hello, I'm Edgard Mancuso." When his voice rumbled out, tinged with a foreign drawl, she bit back a feminine sigh. "Howdy, Edgard. I'm Chassis Glancer. And forgive my bluntness, but what the hell are you doing wandering around in the middle of winter? It's a good way to wind up coyote food." He smiled, all brilliant white teeth, and her knees damn near collapsed. "You're a feisty one, eh? Betty loves that. I'm looking for Trevor." "Why, does he owe you money?" At the man's stark expression, Chassis said, "Kidding. How do you know my husband?" We're old friends." "Huh. If that were true, why wasn't the man's name familiar?" Edgard carefully removed his gloves. "I guess he didn't tell you about me. We used to be roping partners on the mountains and playing circuit." "Really? He might have mentioned it in passing, but he hasn't been rodeoing professionally for a couple of years. Where are you from?"
"Brazil.
This is the first time I've been back in the U.S. since my run of luck with Trevor ended a few years back." Chassis gave him another once-over. "If you were on that circuit, did you know my brother, Dag West?"
"Uh-huh. I roped with him several times. Talented healer and a good guy. I heard what happened. I'm sorry."
"Thanks." Chassis wrapped her fingers around the pitchfork handle and hefted it out of the straw. "You want to come up to the house?"
"That'd be great. Is Trevor expecting you?"
Edgard released a strangled laugh.
"Ah, no."
"Thought you'd surprise him?"
"Something like that."
"Come on, then. I'm due for a break anyway."